You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The proposed cuts are set to affect many public services, including the city's library. Libraries. Duane Leo is the National Secretary for the Public Service Association, Te Pukenga Here Tikanga Mahi. I spoke with Duane about the funding of public services and the broad range of people that use them. I began by asking why libraries are important to the community.
Well, I think, Simon, one thing in terms of libraries is they've been termed as a nice-to-haves. Well, that's what the mayor would like us to believe. But the kinds of services that they provide in terms of their essential hub, they're a recognisable place where people in the community can go in terms of accessing quite a number of the council's services and initiatives. And what they also do is they provide a place for young and old throughout the city to come together to be given the opportunity to actually engage, interact, and it's a place of learning.
And Mayor Brown has questioned the opening hours of libraries and wants to make better use of volunteers to save on paid employees. What would you say to this?
Well, I think, that's incredibly insulting to the hardworking librarians that currently work there. I mean, libraries provide that valuable service, and what we're concerned about, this is simply a way of reducing those services and running down what's already in place. I mean, libraries at the moment, they are geared up to basically service the communities, and they provide that support and access in applicable times, whether it be after school or on the weekends for members of the public.
And with events like Cyclone Gabrielle, how do public services and libraries and other aspects help the community when faced with such disaster?
Yeah, it's a good question, Simon. I think, and just going back to, we're concerned that the proposed budget cuts by Auckland Council are likely to result in reduced services for the people that really need them across Auckland. And they also affect the jobs of the people who deliver those services. I mean, these cuts mean reduced funding for all kinds of things that are important for making New Zealand, for making Auckland a thriving place where people want to work. And it's not just things around libraries, it's across the board these proposals have been put. It's Citizens Advice Bureau, it's initiatives to help address homelessness, it's programs to help young people get into decent jobs. So it's across the board in Auckland Council. And I mean, one thing that, you know, we're clear about and with the support of our members is that Auckland's a growing population and it's already got a stretched infrastructure, which the natural disasters that have just happened recently have shown that. And so what we need is investment, not abandonment. Council workers are essential to get these jobs done and support that kind of response.
And what would you like to see from this budget?
Well, I mean, in terms of budget, the proposed 2023-2024 budget is out for consultation and it closes on the 28th of March. What we've been going out there and really pushing is that people tell council what you think of the budget in terms of Auckland. You need to feed back. We're also involved in consultation with community groups and other initiatives to basically feed back some of the concerns that we've raised. I also just want to point out the fact too that council should also be talking with central government. Michael Woods is the minister for Auckland. So there's another opportunity to basically, it shouldn't just be let's start cutting. It's like, well, let's look at, and we're supportive of this, let's look at where we can gain these efficiencies. Let's look at what we can do and prioritise. But it's not simply about, well, this, we're going to cut this, we're going to reduce that, and we're going to cut back on these staff. That's cuts like this never work at a time of austerity. So it's important that's taken into consideration.
And last year you helped negotiate a 5.9% pay rise for council staff, and there now seems to be many jobs and services under threat. How are council staff feeling that you've spoken to, and are people concerned about these cuts in their jobs and the future of their work?
Oh, yeah, well, I think definitely our members in Auckland Council are concerned about their work. I mean, they're hardworking and committed staff, and now they're faced with the stress and uncertainty around this process. I just want to point to, in terms of the negotiations last year, I mean, that was a settlement that was achieved in the climate of a CPI, a consumer price index of 7.2%. So they actually took a pay cut of sorts in terms of what cost of living was last year. And also, this is the same membership that during the time of COVID, they actually took less than that they were contractually entitled to in terms of a negotiation increase. So these are staff, these are our members that sacrificed part of their pay increase given the climate they were in. So we've got a very committed, dedicated workforce in there that are basically caught in the middle at the moment. And it's for the comments that have been made by the mayor especially, it's extremely demoralising that you've got the head of the organisation saying these things and basically saying that everyone